Hey guys, my name is Rachel O'Brien and I'm currently a junior at TCA. I'm blessed to say that I have grown up in a Christian home, have two amazing parents, and am a triplet with two sweet brothers, Brock and Bryce. I accepted Christ when I was 4 years old, but frankly I only accepted him because I was scared of death. As a result, I never understood what a true relationship with the Lord looked like, so I slowly started moving further and further away from him. In junior high, my family went through a hard time and it caused me a lot of pain, so I took it out on my peers by becoming bitter, envious, and hateful. I also started searching for temporary happiness, so I turned to things like lust that I thought could cover up the pain. My actions were selfish and only continued to add to the destruction in my life. Everything pretty much changed when I went to Pine Cove before eighth grade. I remember walking into the cabin and my counselor, Tiffany, was filled with so much joy. Despite the trials she had gone through in her life, she remained steadfast in her faith. Because of the impact Tiffany had on me, I desperately wanted to experience the same joy she had that week. My favorite lyrics we sang were, "There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain." When the week was over, I shed tears of joy because I finally recognized how much God loves me. I was joyful because God had broken off all the burdens I had, and he took those burdens with him. After that week, I truly wanted to know more about this loving, joy-giving God, so I started developing a relationship with him through his word. Although life was still hard, I knew that the joy of the Lord was my strength no matter what. Going into eighth grade, God was always on my mind, but he still wasn't my priority. Soccer was. If I did badly in soccer, I thought it meant I was a bad person. If I did well, I became prideful and wanted the credit for the things that God was doing. I put my identity in an unstable foundation that caused me to stumble. Also, I completely idolized the sport to where I didn't care as much about God, grades, family, or friends. All I cared about were my accomplishments. Midway through the season, however, I couldn't play in the game since my grades were too bad. During this time, I spiritually grew so much because I realized that God is the one thing that will never change and never leave me. The Lord gave me a wake-up call and showed me how he's been right beside me all along, even though I rejected him for so long. As 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful." Entering high school, that was a verse I held on to. After being at one school for 10 years, I had to switch to a different school. Through this transition, where a lot of things were unsure and scary, God provided me with such kind friends and role models who pointed me towards him. While freshman year was pretty smooth, sophomore year was the year that challenged me the most and grew my faith the most. Because my neighbor and good friend committed suicide, and several people close to me battled with depression, I began to doubt God's goodness. I thought I was responsible to make them happy, but that only caused a burden on me that isn't mine to hold. Through this dark time, the Lord still pursued me. He gave me such an amazing community that was more than I could have ever imagined. I realized I wasn't alone, and that through dark times, God is light. He revealed to me my brokenness so that I could be able to see his love. 2 Corinthians 12:9 states, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Even though my testimony doesn't focus on one specific thing, God showed me how in every situation to count it all joy. Not only will I count it joy if I do well on a test, but I will also count it joy when I'm facing trials. I encourage you all to count everything joy, because when you go through challenges, it shows that God is refining you. We can trust God with every situation because he knows everything, he can do anything, and he loves us more than anyone does. Thanks for listening.
Let's all stand up, everybody.
You're beautiful. I see your face. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. God, we have tasted and seen that you're good. And sometimes it's really tempting not to believe it. And it's easy for me and for my friends to forget that you are good. But then we look around us at the things that you've made. We look at the stars. We look at the mountains, the moon, the galaxies. And it's like, gosh, how could you not be who you said you were, this big and powerful God? And yet here you are intimately. Lord, you've chosen me. You've chosen us to be your people. And you were willing to, as this huge God, come down and put on flesh and humble yourself and be small and be among sinners for the sake of our souls. And so how could you not be good, Lord? Don't ever let us forget who you are, because it defines who we are, and we know that that's true. Lord, I ask that you would use this time to be helpful to us, that our hearts would be encouraged, and that we would be taught something new, Lord, that that increases our understanding of you and gives us something to do when we walk out the door. We love you and we trust you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Y'all can be seated.